Coming to you live from the Hall of Truth, it's the Nate Darling Show.
Fire a warning shot across her nose.
With Jason Casey and Kareem Daniels. And now, relax, good citizen.
Nothing! You've got nothing!
Here's Nate.
Here I am. Had to turn around and grab my glasses from behind me. Which I can now do without screeching in pain, thanks to Kareem.
Oh, yeah. No problem.
Kareem helped me out with a little bit of an adjustment. I'll be going to the chiropractor first thing in the morning, too, which I'm sure won't hurt at all.
Yeah. You might want to put a little bit of ice on everything I touch, because you won't be hurting.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely going to ice. Go with the icing. We'll get to why I felt that way later on when we air some grievances out.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Some things sticking in our craw. That's what we got going on. We are on the verge of the weekend, everybody, or maybe we're in the weekend, depending on when you listen to the show. Hope it's a good one for you. Remind me, gentlemen, we have to start to plan when we want to do our escape room.
Oh, yeah. Let's do it.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
We have an escape room adventure.
Oh, yeah.
That we Groupon'd.
Can't wait.
That we will go do. And we're doing the Escape from Trump's America.
We should be.
Which is hilarious, so I can't wait to see how long it takes us to figure out how to escape Trump's America and go to Canada.
I can't wait too.
Right?
It'll probably involve maple syrup and milk.
Who knows?
One of my friends is from Toronto, and I was like, hey, ask your parents, can I come move up there?
one of my friends is actually from Montreal, and he is now an American citizen. Remember, there was that talk back of like, oh, well, maybe we'll look at naturalized citizens, see if they really belong here.
Mm.
So yeah. He was like, what the fuck? I think he'll be okay.
I'm sure he'll be fine.
I don't think he's going to get sent back.
But isn't Montreal like the Vermont of Canada?
I don't know what that even means.
They don't like anybody that's not from Montreal?
Montreal, well, here's the thing. Montreal is a wonderful cosmopolitan city. Filled with Algerians. There are a lot of Algerians in Montreal running telemarketing operations. It may or may not be legal. the thing is, the province of Quebec, they speak French there.
Yeah.
Most people speak both French and English. But if you go there and you act like a dick and you only speak English, they don't necessarily treat you great.
Ah, okay. So it's just stupid Americans then.
Yeah. By the way, how do people treat people who come here who don't speak any English?
Pretty awfully.
Exactly. But at least they know. You'll run into some people, depending on where you are, you will run into some people if you don't at least attempt to speak French or say, I'm sorry I don't speak French. Then they will only speak French.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. I've encountered, and in Montreal before, I've encountered people where I will pull up to a thing and I know these people. I've seen them before, the exact same person. And I was riding with friends one day and they pulled up to leave, and instead of anything like that, any preamble, they're like, how much? And their answer that they got was in French. Now, I know this person because it was at a parking lot on the South Shore near the end of the metro line. I had seen this person before, and I had pulled out of that same parking lot before. And I said, what I said was, bonjour. Combien. Bonjour, combien. Now, they obviously knew I didn't speak French well. Right. But I attempted to say hello and how much in French. And the answer was something like, 521. It was not in French. So don't be a dick when you travel and you won't get treated like it. And I knew, and I had some friends who were like, every time I go to Montreal, they just treat me like shit. And I'm thinking, well, I know why they treat you that way.
That's a good day. Hey, everybody. If you have a friend that says they go somewhere and everybody's an asshole, it's probably because they're the asshole.
Exactly. It doesn't happen by accident. Generally, the universe bounces back to you. It's like that rubber and glue thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm. They're rubber and you're glue.
Wow, that's great.
Right back at you.
My brother had to go to Germany for work, like right after 9/11, and he was just them talking about the ugly Americans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if people go there and just make the assumption that you should speak English in a country where that's not their native language, then you're probably going to not get the best service.
Piss off some people.
Yeah. And literally all you have to do is say, I'm sorry, I don't speak German. Or I'm sorry, I don't speak whatever. And actually mean it. And usually you'll get taken care of. Every now and then you'll run across some asshole that's having a bad day and you're going to get shit. But that's the ugly American. But still not as ugly as German tourists who talk really loudly on the sidewalks of cities around the world. I'm just saying. Just saying. look, it's important to do these things. All right, so the burning question on everybody's mind today is, the hell's up with R. Kelly, and should we care? R. Kelly has a new track out that's 19 minutes long. And here's a little bit of a sample.
Harvey, John Legend, and Tom Joyner. They're doing good in their lives right now. Why would they want to tear down another brother? Women show black men some love. Cause black men, we go through enough. How can we get up off the ground when we steady tear each other down?
Yeah, how? How, Kareem?
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Is he the one?
Okay.
There's a lot in this song. It's 19 minutes long. We're not going to play the whole thing. You're welcome.
So, I stopped listening to R. Kelly after the P-tape.
Sure.
Yeah.
I stopped listening to Donald Trump after the P-tape.
Ditto.
A lot of people didn't stop listening to R. Kelly after P-tape.
Right.
A lot of black women didn't stop listening to R. Kelly after the P-tape.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of black women didn't stop sucking R. Kelly's dick after the P-tape.
Clearly.
So, the P-tape is now 20 years old.
Oh, wow. It's as old as the Jeep I'm driving.
Yes. 1990 is 90. If it's not 20 years old, it's really close.
Yeah.
I was in the Air Force when it came out. So, that was 94.
Oh, wow.
So, it's at least 20 years old.
Yeah.
He went to trial. He's a known commodity.
Mm-hmm.
If you are fucking with R. Kelly at this point in time, it's not on R. Kelly. It is on you.
You can't be like, I didn't know about R. Kelly.
Yes. If you are letting your daughter around R. Kelly, you need your ass whooped for putting your daughter around R. Kelly. He is a known commodity.
Mm-hmm.
You're still bumping his shit. When he comes on the radio, I turn it. When he comes on Spotify, I skip him. When he comes on...
Thumbs down, bitch.
He ain't getting your 0.7 cents.
He's not getting my 0.7 cents. When he comes on the... Was it Sirius? We change it every time. Every time. Because he's a known commodity. And he's been a known commodity the whole time. So... The fact that these women are now that this whole he has a sex cult and all of this, like, bitch, you knew what you were getting into.
Well, and the track's called "I Admit It."
Yeah,
he attacks John Legend, Steve Harvey, and radio host Tom Joyner for being critical of him. So you're gonna end up in the next song.
Oh yeah, but no, and I saw this. This thing on this other video one of my friends posted about him, about black women and being against him. Like, who do you think is buying his music? Like, don't be yelling at black men or men about where he is. You motherfuckers are the ones buying the music. You ain't going to see only men you're going to see at an R. Kelly concert by themselves are gay men. And they really aren't by themselves. They're probably with their boyfriend.
Right.
So if a man is buying R. Kelly tickets, he's not buying to go by himself. He's buying them because his woman wants to go see R. Kelly.
Right. Just like there's no dudes by themselves at the Mamma Mia movie.
Right. They're there because you want to go.
Mm-hmm.
If you wanted to stop R. Kelly, you could have stopped R. Kelly a long time ago. But no, you like stepping in the name of love. You like the closet. You still bought his shit. I don't want to hear it. Like, you know, like, fuck it. You know, if you can shut him down easy, stop buying his shit.
But hashtag not all black women, because I know some black women that have never had anything good to say about R. Kelly. I mean, since the P tape.
Well, then they need to talk to the other black women. The same way we said that white people need to police them. Yeah, black women, you need to police the other black women that are buying R. Kelly's shit.
My one friend that you stopped following, she's been all about, like, I mean, like.
Oh, of course she is. She's an angry gay black woman. So she's, she's awake. She's woke now.
She's been, though. I mean, like, she's a smart one. She's a.
Oh, fucking please. If you're saying you're woke, you're asleep as fuck.
She's never said she's woke.
I've been, yes.
I don't think she's ever said, but the thing is like.
They're talking about shit that I talked about in the 90s.
But they're also like, they're barely 30. Like, they're like 31, 32.
Shit that I talked about in the 90s, this is what woke folks are talking about now.
Jason's upset because he's woke.
Yeah. No, I'm not. Listen, I've first of all, I've
how long have I been doing the show now?
Oh, probably 3 years.
3 years. How much shit have I run down to you guys in the last 3 years that's come exactly the way I said it was going to be?
It's a pretty good amount. Yeah.
Yeah.
I never would have denied it. Like, I mean, I've seen, like,
I was skeptical several times.
I was never skeptical. Like, I've never, like.
Oh, no, I was.
I was. I know, cause I.
Because you're woke?
No, I've read.
And look, do you think that Nate or people like Nate were the only people that were giving me shit about the shit that I was saying?
No, I'm sure a lot of people were.
No. There's a lot of these people that are talking about, R. Kelly now.
Oh, yeah.
Or talking about all of these, Me Too and all of this other shit. All them same people were giving me shit. No. Mainstream people were giving me the same shit. Mainstream black people were giving me the same shit that people like Nate would.
And to be fair, I'm from Vermont and we didn't have anything there.
Yeah.
including black people.
Same people, same shit.
Yeah. Well,
yeah. So, I mean, the fact that you're up in arms about, like, I don't give a shit, because you should have been up in the arms on him after you saw him pissing on a 14-year-old girl.
But when somebody is, like, you know, 11 or 12 or 13 years old, like, what can they really do? Like, they're not buying the music ever after that. Like, they were never listening to it and they weren't into it, you know? I mean, I get what you're saying. I mean, like, I just think that I don't know. Whenever somebody says anything to me about, when I think of R. Kelly, there's only one thing I think about. I think of Dave Chappelle, and I want to piss on you.
Yeah.
That's all I can think about. That's all I think about. That's like, so I don't even, like, R. Kelly is processed to me through a lens of Dave Chappelle and his remix to it.
So for me, it's that and South Park's episode where Tom Cruise won't come out of the closet.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, like, that's what he's equated to me, but I'm also, you know, a fat wag.
to be fair, and the rest of the things in the song, he dismisses claims that he restricts his girlfriends from eating or leaving his homes, pointing out, "I'm not convicted, not arrested." He also claims he was molested by a family member until he was 14.
And that's probably true.
And that's unfortunate.
Yeah.
And that's probably what lit the fuse on R. Kelly.
Yeah, because that tends to be what happens. That tends to be what happens. But yeah, like I said, he's an old commodity. It's not a, like, how can I be outraged by something I already know?
Well, we're just trying to make sure that other people, like, you gotta,
they already know too.
Yeah, I guess in case somebody doesn't know, I mean, like, you never know who doesn't know and who, but yeah, I get it. I people should just know, like, why are we even talking about?
Because you have this new movement because of the Me Too thing of these other people that want to get him, want to go after him again.
And he just dropped a 19-minute track.
And he dropped a 19-minute track.
And he attacked Steve Harvey, goddammit, and that won't stand.
And he dropped a 19-minute track because there's a Mute R. Kelly movement that's out there. But I'm like, well, fuck. You should have muted him after this damn tape.
Yeah.
But you didn't mute him after the tape. You kept fucking with him until this came along, and then you're like, oh, well, we should mute him. And again, the new shit that came out, he has a sex cult. They're all grown women. All grown women.
Yeah, if you join the R. Kelly sex cult, that's on you.
That's on you. I watched 5 minutes of Love and Hip Hop the other day.
I'm sorry.
Don't judge me for it.
That's sad, man.
No, no, I feel you.
So there's a chick up there. She has a kid by one of the guys that were in B2K. Now
Were you watching that, or were we watching the Joel McHale show?
No. now she's with Soulja Boy. Her father, who is Teddy Riley from Guy, mm-hmm. comes to talk to her about the situation that she's in, because he's like, hey, you're better than this. You should be treated better than this. I'm your father. I want better for you than this. I made some mistakes, but I don't want you to have to deal with the same shit that I put your mother through.
Right.
What did she tell Teddy?
To fuck off.
Pretty much.
Yep.
This is my life. I want to do what I want to do. I'm going to do what I want to do. That's pretty much what she told him. So this is what we have in our society when we're talking about Me Too, that we're not having this conversation. There's a lot of people that put themselves in bad who choose bad situations. They want the excitement. They want all of this other shit that goes with those situations. This is what they choose to do. As a society, we're not comfortable with the fact that a lot of people like to make bad choices.
Oh, this is going to be a great segue.
All the time. that's just it. We want people to be like, we want everybody the happy ending for everybody? Mm-hmm. No. A lot of people don't want the happy ending. They want the shit.
You know who wants the happy ending? R. Kelly. so to speak. Speaking of making bad choices, so Sacha Baron Cohen has a new show on Showtime called Who is America?
Who is America?
Well, through the characters he has created, he is going to reveal who America is. Now, the first show was it was okay, but I was like, they just introduced characters. The first person we saw was Bernie Sanders, and he was like,
you're full of shit.
Yeah, I don't really get this, whatever. This past Sunday, the first segment, he had Jason Spencer, who is a lawmaker in Georgia, who has put up a bill to ban any facial coverings in public. So basically, it's a burqa ban, but he won't call it a burqa ban. And he mentions this on the show, that you can't call it that because then people won't be in favor of it. So he is being instructed by the Sacha Baron Cohen character, who is Israeli secret police.
Right, yeah.
Retired. And he's basically giving him security tips because, you know, they're afraid of everything. Yeah. And it's important that you not be afraid. So I'll take a little bit of a listen to this, and this is the first few minutes of the show. We skipped the first couple of minutes, but this is the first segment of the show.
It means they have become a
homosexual.
Now I am going to teach you how to use your buttocks to intimidate ISIS. Show me the buttock. No, trousers down. Okay, go!
America!
Good, one more time, but louder with America.
America!
Okay, so picture George Costanza with his pants down, wearing a sport jacket and red boxer briefs, yelling America and thrusting his buttocks in the direction of Sacha Baron Cohen.
I love the fact that his character, also, like Sacha Baron Cohen's character, has like a butt pad, he's gonna hit him with it, like he's gonna hit.
Well,
like,
yeah, you don't
like
want
speed,
it.
Like a,
well, yeah, because it'll make the terrorists gay if they're touched by the buttocks.
Good. We say in the Mossad. I mean, not in the Mossad. If you want to win, you show some skin.
Okay.
Okay, show it to me.
And now he has revealed his ass.
Now, try to touch me.
I'll touch you. I'll touch you with my buttocks. I'll touch you. You better drop the gun or I'll touch you. USA!
Okay, stop. You have to remind me. If I touch you, you will become a homosexual.
Okay.
Okay? Now, try to touch me. Go! Go, 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 go! Go!
Go, go!
Now remember, while all this is going on, this guy is looking over his shoulder with his pants around his ankles and his underwear pulled down below his ass cheeks, going backwards at him, making those grunting sounds.
USA! USA, motherfucker!
Okay, yes, son. You show me your weapon. Go.
I'll touch you. I'll make you a homosexual. You drop that gun right now. USA!
Okay.
USA!
Did he drop the gun?
He did.
Underneath. It is the same that you do.
All right, so this part...
I do not know whether this is a woman.
Basically, he was showing him how they determine whether it's a man or a woman wearing the full burqa. And he has to pretend to be a Chinese tourist taking photos with a selfie stick. Again, this person was elected to... He was defeated in the primary this year, so he will be done soon. But this is an elected official in Georgia.
Yeah. Or a man with an explosive. We pretend to be a Chinese tourist because the Chinese always taking selfie. Okay, convince him or her that you are Chinese. Go.
Konnichiwa, Red Dragon, Beijing. Hong Kong, I see the mint in Hong Kong. The sushi, when I said, oh, I see the red jacket, senior. Oh, do you speak Chinese? Ho Chi Minh City? Oh, no, no. So none of that. Thank you. Thank you. Red Dragon chopstick, and a sushi. Oh, no. I see you now.
Good.
He doesn't understand that Vietnam is not, Ho Chi Minh is not in Vietnam.
And the Japanese.
And there's a lot of Japanese in there. It was all pretty offensive. Everything he pulled out was pretty offensive.
But stuff you might hear in an Improv 1 class.
Maybe.
I am going to be the terrorist. You have 3 seconds to attract attention. Go!
Nigger! 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 What? Nigger!
Are you crazy? The N-word is noonie. Not this word. This word.
You have 3 seconds to attract attention. And that's what we got. Here's the setup to that.
By ISIS. You have 2 seconds to attract attention. How do you attract attention?
Well, you start screaming. Take your clothes off.
In America, there is one forbidden word. It is the N-word. Now, I am going to be the terrorist. You have 3 seconds to attract attention. Go!
Nigger! 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 What? Nigger!
Are you crazy? The N-word is noonie. Not this word. This word is disgusting.
Again, an elected official in Georgia.
And anybody that might think that they're going to fucking defend this guy for what he said there, all right?
Mm-hmm.
First of all, A, he was that willing and so easily to fucking drop the N-word, all right? First of all, like, he didn't, no second thought, just immediately started screaming out the N-word on a very regular basis, for 2 seconds, so he could get it. Second thing, if you're going to say the word that easily without any type of like reservation or questioning, like, and making sure, like, what do you want me to, like, no, I'm sorry, I'm not going to say that, then you're probably a fucking racist.
By the way, don't do that in Improv 1 class either.
Do not do that in Improv. You do that in Improv 1 class and you will not be allowed back.
That's
where
right.
We find your money.
That is for Improv 3.
Or Improv 4 special.
That's a 300 level move right there.
Oh, man.
Got it.
Got it.
ISIS are scared of being seen as homo. You know what it means, homo?
Yeah, yeah.
If your buttock touch them, it means they have become a...
homosexual.
Now I am going to teach you how to use...
So there you go. That was the setup for that.
I love how, like, he's leading him on to say, like, he's the one that said those words.
By
like,
the way, I encourage everyone to catch the segment from Kingman, Arizona.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
At the end of the show.
Is it one of these don't talk about?
No, no, you just gotta watch it. If I tell you what it is, you won't fucking believe me.
So I actually made my girlfriend watch that segment before I left the house. It seems like neither one of us are Sacha Baron Cohen fans.
Right.
So I haven't watched any of his stuff before. So, but I watched part of the first episode, and I saw that and I was like, I can't believe they did this shit. Cause we got back last night, we got back from North Dakota. It was late. I couldn't go to sleep. So I started watching it and I was just like, I don't believe this shit.
So I watched it with Leslie and I look over every now and then and she's just sitting there with her mouth hanging open.
That's how cheap Barbara was this afternoon.
Of course. And I said, what about any of that surprised you? And she had a list of things. And I said, clearly you haven't been listening to our podcast.
Yeah.
Because we've been highlighting shit like this for quite a while now.
Yeah.
Not to this level, but the fact that this shit exists. Now, so this guy is not resigning, by the way. He
blamed it on his fear.
He did. And that's really part of the problem is people are, oh yeah, I was afraid. So that's why I did it. He wrote, in 2017, I received countless death threats in connection with my introduction of legislation involving wearing of masks. The threats escalated to the point that my wife was receiving threatening phone calls that concerned her and my children. I was very afraid for my safety and the safety of my entire family. Then on June 14th, a gunman opened fire to members of Congress on a baseball field. I knew people on that field. Now the fears had already become more intensified. Fuck you!
Get the fuck out of here.
My fear.
Your fear. That happened in D.C. You're a part of the Georgia legislature. And he said, Sacha Baron Cohen and his associates took advantage of my paralyzing fear that my family would be attacked. And posing as an Israeli agent, he pretended to offer self-defense classes.
He said right when he was talking to you, but you chose to ignore mm-hmm. where he said, I'm not Mossad. Like, he said that directly, like he said, he was talking to you. And he said, I'm not Mossad, Mossad does it. Like, he said it right there to you. Like,
He said, as uncomfortable as I was to participate, I agreed to, understanding that these techniques were meant to help me and others fend off what I believed was an inevitable attack. My fears were so heightened at the time that I was not thinking clearly, nor could I appreciate what I was agreeing to when I participated in his class.
What a fucking snowflake.
I was told I would be filmed as a demonstration video to teach others the same skills in Israel.
Really?
What a fucking snowflake.
That's not snowflake, that's dumbass.
I deeply regret the language I used at his request, as well as my participation in the class in general. If I had not been so distracted by my fears, I never would have agreed to participate in the first place. You seem to be all about your fears, but other people's fears mean nothing to you. I apologize to my family, friends, and the people of my district for this ridiculously ugly episode. Finally, there are calls for me to resign. I recently lost my primary election, so I will not be eligible to hold office next term. Therefore, I will finish the remaining 5 months at my post and vacate my seat. Motherfucker, just resign.
Get the fuck out, bitch. He probably doesn't want to get out. Like,
he doesn't get paid if he resigns.
And is Georgia, the governor, is he a Republican or is he a Democrat?
I don't care.
He's a Republican.
Yeah.
Is he? Well, because he probably gets to appoint whoever he wants to.
Mm-hmm.
To replace him, so.
All right. Also on the show was Corinne Olympios, who was a Bachelor alum. Let's take a listen to her video. Hers was...
You launch a dream. One look into the eyes of a child soldier when he gets a new launcher and you instantly know it's all worthwhile. Act now and you'll receive the handmade drawing of how that child used your gift. tomorrow's veterans, helping today's child soldiers for a better tomorrow.
Was that her auditioning for a commercial?
She was filming a public service announcement.
For one, for the kindergartens?
Oh, no, no, no. This is for to equip child soldiers in Africa. It's worse than you imagine. All the color just left Jason's face.
You gotta be fucking kidding me.
No.
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 If people think that I'm a liar, I mean, all I have to say to you is that clearly I didn't do any of those things. I said, I can't say that. People are going to know I wasn't there. Like, I don't want to lie to my fans. I said it numerous times, whether they showed it or not. I'm visibly confused, visibly upset. I did try to get out of there. Well, when you're in a situation and you're scared and you're alone and you don't have a cell phone and they're holding it captive, telling you you just need to finish and they'll get you out of there, you're going to do whatever you have to do to get out.
She was scared.
At no point in time was she afraid. She did say,
she was afraid that they would, because he said, say you've been there, you were there for a month, because she said she was in Africa for a week. She never went to Africa. She was posing for shots that they photoshopped in.
Yeah. So she did say that they'll know that I wasn't there, but she wasn't afraid.
Yeah, they'll know I wasn't there for a month, and he just assured her, no, well, the charity will back you up.
Yeah.
And she said, oh, okay.
Yeah.
She was afraid. These people aren't afraid. They're stupid. They'll do anything for publicity. And I don't know about her, but the guy from Georgia is definitely a racist.
Yeah.
Definitely a racist.
That chick is is stupid.
Just in case you don't remember who she is, she's the chick who pretty much had sex with the black guy on the
Bachelor Paradise.
Bachelor Paradise.
Oh, right.
She was raped.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was her.
Oh.
Did she claim that? I thought it was just like that.
Oh, no, she claimed that there was. That's why they've now limited the amount of alcohol contestants are allowed to have, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah. So, I won't say necessarily she can claim, her friend claimed that she was raped.
So, anywho, I have some good news out of Arkansas. There's a sentence you never hear.
Good morning, I'm Noelle King. In 1953, the town of Fort Smith, Arkansas, outlawed dancing in public on Sundays. The mayor said Sunday dances endangered public health. It became known as the Footloose Law after the Kevin Bacon movie about a teen who moves to a town where dancing is forbidden. And then most people forgot it existed. A resident recently alerted the city director. He introduced a repeal. It was unanimous. The people of Fort Smith can kick off their Sunday shoes. It's Morning Edition.
See how easy that is?
Yep.
See how fucking easy that is to not being an asshole? Just go, oh, well, that's stupid. Let's get that out of here. Done. I guarantee you there are people upset about it.
Oh, yeah.
It's a public health hazard. Fuck you. All right. So Jimmy Garoppolo, 49ers quarterback, was in L.A. for the ESPYs when he had a date afterward. He went on a date with, Kiara Mia, who, she's done porn. She's done porn.
Shame on her.
Yeah, shame, shame, shame. The date was very much out in public, and, it's funny because Mark Cuban was, they had Mark Cuban on TMZ to go, is this going to be a problem? And he goes, no, this would be a problem if he was hiding it. He was very much out in the open. It's not really a big deal. They're adults.
Yeah, what the fuck?
So,
if the president can sleep with various, like, you know, women that pose nude or sex workers or porn stars.
Allegedly.
I don't see why you can't, you know.
Well, the point is, as long as you're not hiding it.
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, that is an important part of it. If you're hiding it, that's kind of shitty.
So anyway, TMZ caught up with her later and, a few days later, and she had some things to say.
Talking about it, you know, I'm just wondering, like, how did you even, like, you know, hook up with Jimmy? Or, like, how did you guys meet, you know?
It's like the $1 million question.
I know. And you look beautiful, by the way.
Thank you.
Amazing. Wow. Hello. Woo! You did. So, right. So, like, how did you guys meet, you know?
Okay. What I will say is this. Jimmy and I had an amazing dinner, and he treated me with so much respect and class, and honestly, we're friends. But on that note, let me tell you this much. I've never been a fan of football. I'm officially a fan of football, and I can promise the 49ers that they will make Super Bowl and win because everything I touch turns to gold.
Oh, hello! So I gotta ask you, like, so will you guys be like going on more dates? Is this like a one-time thing?
Well,
like,
you guys are gonna have to find that out yourself.
Okay.
Keep following.
Was it
to be continued?
Hello. So I gotta ask, like, was the date fun? You know what I mean? Like, you know, was it?
Oh man, let me just tell you, like, he radiates just like on a whole different level. Like, it was fun. Hella fun. He's sexy as fuck. I mean.
Were you pleased with dessert? You know what I'm saying?
The cheesecake was amazing. I thought you said that, right? Well,
okay,
whatever we have to eat.
Was it
definitely my favorite dessert.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, I hate the guy doing the interviewing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah! Don't do that in Improv 1 class either. So, good news.
He was working hard to keep her talking.
Good news. Well, he wasn't because he wouldn't shut the fuck up. Rule one to interviewing. Ask your question, shut the fuck up.
Well, like, TMZ's become like their own reality star. Like, they're their own stars now, right? Like, I mean, the people interviewing now on TMZ are just as important as the people they're interviewing. It's different than when it was
site. This is just some dickweed.
They're not all
who
like
wants,
that?
Who wants to get on the TV show.
I see.
Anyway, who wouldn't be happy for Jimmy Garoppolo and Kiara Mia? I mean, they had a good time. They're both adults. Who cares?
Who cares?
Britt McHenry cares. She tweeted, Jimmy Garoppolo is a franchise quarterback of a prominent NFL team. He should have more values and class than parading a porn star in LA. Slam me for saying that, but guarantee someone in his camp said the same thing. Thoughts?
This is Miss yelling at a store clerk about how she would never be her or some bullshit like that.
Berating a tow lot employee.
Yes, yeah, that's that chick.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know. She has no high ground to stand on, but that doesn't stop her.
White woman.
Absolutely. And meanwhile, that's when you say, what about his sponsorships? Well, I'm not worried about it. He's a good looking fella. And he's getting targeted by more sponsors. In fact, TMZ Sports has learned that, he's been offered the opportunity to be a spokesperson for a company that advocates marijuana and cannabinoids, as well as the adult entertainment industry.
So what Britt was really saying was, I can't believe that he went out to the Asian bitch instead of my blonde-haired, blue-eyed ass.
I believe she's Hispanic. Hispanic MILF is how I saw her described. Either way.
Oh, Kia. Whatever.
Yeah, Kiara Mia.
I'm going to have to check her out.
Kiara Mia. She's got huge tits and a giant ass.
No, that's not my thing.
Good to know. Good to know. All right. Meanwhile, also in the Bay Area, speaking of things, a nude
Bay Area.
Bay Area. Yeah, this is one of your peeps, Jason. You grew up in the Bay Area. This is one of your men. Nude cyclist spotted on Highway 101 in San Jose.
Oh man.
Yep, there he is. He's one of your guys. He's a white guy with a goatee.
Somebody's.
When I saw it, I was like, that's not Jason, is it?
No. This guy's taller.
Not hairy enough.
That's true. It's nearly impossible to avoid encountering an occasional nude man in public while living in the Bay Area, but still, it's not every day that a stark naked cyclist breezes past you on the freeway. That happened rush hour for commuters Wednesday morning on Highway 101 in San Jose around 9:30 a.m.
Oh, he's some type of... this guy has to be, I'm sorry, I'll let you finish, but he has to be some type of activist or something.
Officer Ross Lee of CHP said dispatch was getting a lot of calls.
He breezes past you.
Multiple 911 callers spotted the man, nude, but for a well-groomed goatee, cycling between... That's still nude, everybody. Between Story Road and Alum Rock Avenue, without a care in the world, three units were out looking for the man who was spotted multiple times on north and southbound lanes of Highway 101, biking against traffic at times. But he was not found. How do you lose a nude dude on the freeway?
Can I just say that, like, his... Oh my gosh, that's awesome.
It's hilarious.
Apparently cyclists and pedestrians are spotted on the freeway all the time, but the nudity element made it rather unusual. Here's some video, and I assume audio. I'm gonna have to kill this so that we can all hear it. This would be someone shooting video of him from inside of their car. So I'm guessing they're going to be having some things to say. Nope. Just grooving out. Just grooving out. So there you go.
That guy totally has to be a social activist. Like, just a disappear. Like, and the only way you can say that, like, but for a well-groomed goatee, the only way you can say that is if he was completely bald, like everywhere. Like, he'd have to be bald everywhere with no hair, like.
But yes, because your body hair, no matter what it is, does not keep you from being nude.
Right. But like, so like, like that, yeah, that's cool though. I mean, like, I was going to get upset with how they're talking about San Francisco. I mean, even though it's true. And then I saw it was SF Gate, and I was like, oh, okay, they can say that. They can talk shit about
as long as it wasn't, as long as it wasn't an out of towner doing.
Yeah, as long as it wasn't like, you know, Arkansas right. Rock or, you know, like
what are those
Breitbart?
What? Oh yeah, Breitbart. You know they love that.
Good morning. I'm Noelle King. A man in Ontario, Canada was caught on tape basically executing the best idea ever. Neighbors reportedly had watched him struggle to cut his overgrown grass with a little handheld push mower. It kept stalling. So the guy tied the mower to the back of his minivan, turned it on, then tore across his lawn. His neighbors shot a video. You can hear them giggling in the background. But if you look carefully, the minivan mower worked just fine.
They didn't feel the need to say Morning Edition.
Good yeah, for them.
I was waiting for that.
Good right?
for them. That makes you feel good.
Mm-hmm.
I was right with the world for once.
By the way, when I hear about that, I'm reminded of the old Red Green show, which is a Canadian show. It was also on public television down here. About a gentleman who fixed a lot of things with duct tape. And the catchphrase was, if the women can't find you handsome, they should at least find you handy.
True that.
Go ahead and look up Red Green. It'll be good for you, especially if you're a guy.
Good morning, I'm David Green. Don't mess with Faith Pugh. A guy asked the Tennessee woman out on a date. They took her Volvo, and when they stopped at a gas station, he fled with her car. Worse, her god sister texted that she had been asked out by the same guy who is now sporting this really nice Volvo. WREG-TV says these women worked out a plan. Faith arrived at the other date. She got her car back. He got arrested, and you're listening to Morning Edition.
By the way, he stole the car and brought the other girl on a date to the drive-in.
Man.
Just saying. That is a bad, bad date. I mean, I've been on bad dates.
I've been on some bad dates.
Did anyone ever shit in your car?
No.
Exactly. Amateur.
Lean back, relax, and enjoy. Sex toy news.
Yes, lean back.
And relax.
And enjoy.
Coming to you live.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-oh.
New Jersey state lawmaker warns of sex toys and oils with marijuana if recreational cannabis is legalized. That's right, a New Jersey state senator warned against products with marijuana such as sex toys and oils that could be sold if the state decides to legalize recreational use of the substance. Here's the surprising thing. State Senator Ronald Rice, who's a Democrat, said that he believes marijuana is a gateway drug and claimed that when recreational marijuana is legalized, the number of people who have never used any type of drugs goes up substantially in terms of drug use.
Get the fuck out of here.
I'm pretty sure we have several states that have legalized recreational marijuana.
And that's not the case.
At all. He said, in fact, if we legalize recreational marijuana right across the street from my office, they're going to put up stores. They want to call them dispensaries, but they're going to be stores that do retail, selling cupcakes with marijuana, candies with marijuana, sex toys and oils with marijuana, yeah, lipsticks with marijuana, and all those kinds of products that kids can get and people can get.
With marijuana.
Rice has long opposed marijuana legalization and is the leader of the New Jersey Legislative Black Caucus. Oh, Kareem.
I'm not surprised.
They're currently debating a recreational marijuana bill there, introduced by State Senator Nicholas Scutari. The state is debating various ways to handle the proposal. Anywho, there's not marijuana dildos.
I was kind of excited for a few moments.
And by the way, so what if they are? It's legal.
Legal. Unless you stick it up your butthole.
Oh, well, we all know that's a difficult thing.
Well, I mean, I'm just, it's you know, out that one.
So Amazon Alexa can do a lot of things.
Really?
Mm-hmm. You can now pleasure your partner without even being in the same room thanks to a series of new Alexa commands, because Love Sense, the creator of Bluetooth sex toys, is on a mission to bring Alexa into the bedroom in all kinds of interesting ways, making those dreams of a threesome with AI a reality, and not Allen Iverson. Although I'm sure he'll stop by if you ask nicely. And you have weed.
Hey, Alexa. Suck my dick.
As we recently learned, the Amazon Echo can help your love life in all kinds of ways, from finding you dates to help you break the ice. Alexa is the ultimate wingwoman, and now she's added one more item to her long list of qualifications, allowing you to pleasure your partner in a whole new way. By the way, if you want to do that, shop Amazon tab at NateDarlingShow.com.
Okay, Google, fondle my balls.
Thanks to the most recent app update from LoveSense, you can now control your partner's LoveSense sex toys, whether you're with them or miles away, with a series of simple commands. The toys, which have previously been controlled by custom app, are getting an Alexa update, which will let you give the commands like, Alexa, please my partner with toy name on high, or lower medium if you're just getting started. You'll also be able to say things like, Alexa, make my partner smile with toy name, or moan, or scream, all without even needing to be in the same room as them.
Hey, Alexa, make my wife moan.
God damn it, dude, I'm trying to do the dishes right now. What are you doing?
What happened to all of our dishes?
Is Alexa recording it? That's the question.
Of course it is.
LoveSense is planning on letting you set an alarm for your toys so they begin vibrating at a certain time, too. So you can program...
Oh, work's done.
You can program them with a custom pattern of vibrations and sync them to your Spotify account so they vibrate in perfect rhythm with your playlist.
Oh, that's that new Eminem song.
I wonder what this song would be like with that.
I mean, very similar to that right there. Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah!
Boom, 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 boom.
So that's sex toy news.
Man.
I love the paranoia.
Can you imagine like what's gonna happen like when somebody's like Alexa gets cross with somebody else's and it's like, hon, listen, I'm sorry to I just want you to know I love you, and I didn't know, but when I said, hey Alexa, pleasure my wife and make her happy, I actually was talking on the Kensington's Alexa, and it started his wife's.
So I didn't cheat on you, but I did have Alexa accidentally cheat on. I'm so, I'm just sorry. I want to say I'm sorry.
Here, imagine like that. That's it.
Yeah. Here's the really fun part of that. Now you know your neighbors have that if they complain. And why are you stealing my Wi-Fi? You son of a bitch! I knew you were stealing my Wi-Fi. I knew that was happening. You denied it, but it was happening. You fucking Wi-Fi stealer.
You owe me money now, bitch.
And now it's time for the airing of the fucking grievances.
It is.
Oh, shit.
Kareem, what's been crawling around your cranium lately, bugging the shit out of you?
Do your fucking job.
All right, that was quick. Jason? No, I'm just...
Yes.
Did you want to elaborate, or was that it? I mean, it's fine if that's it.
That's kind of it. But, okay. But seriously, you know, if you have a job, and your job only entails you to do certain things, and the people that you are working in concert with are doing their part of the job,
mm-hmm.
do yours.
Absolutely.
Leave it at that. Otherwise, I'll end up losing business.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. Yeah, do your job and let me do my job.
Exactly.
Let me tag team onto that one. Jason, anything been bugging you? What's been making you angry?
I've been trying not to let myself get angry because I get pretty riled up lately. I've been getting riled up lately.
You wouldn't like him when he's angry.
But I will say that, like... I think the thing that I'm really upset with right now, and like it's really a fine line to walk because you don't want to become this, but like people have too much fucking time to hate shit. Like, really.
I hate
like,
that.
Like saying like so many people get outraged and are hate stuff or upset. Like we live in this like shit that's going on where everybody just like when you hate something or when you're saying that you hate something. Like, that takes a lot of energy to hate something. So, like, I really like getting tired of that usage of, like, hate as just something like, oh, I hate that. Like, you don't fucking hate. Like, why do you have any fucking feeling towards it anyways? Why, like, you should have no feeling towards that. Like, why are you investing any type of feeling in it in the first place? You know, you can hate your ex-girlfriend. You know, you can hate your ex-wife. You can hate some of those people if you want to. You really shouldn't. Because it's not necessarily a good thing to hate anybody.
You gotta let that go.
But at the same time, like you shouldn't, like, there's no reason to fucking just hate. Like, I listened to Marc Maron, and, like, he's been talking shit about, he's been trying to rile up all the comic book fan people, because, like, he doesn't like comic book movies. Like, he doesn't like superhero movies. He thinks it's ridiculous, and it's retread, and mm-hmm. it's already been done. And he wants to see new experimental, like, wants to see film, good movies, you know? So I get what he's saying, but at the same time, like, why are you fucking making it a thing, man? Like, he tries not to make it, and then somebody makes it a thing because they don't, like, they talk shit to him. But, like, just, I mean, I'm just tired of it. Like, don't, there's no need to fucking hate, like, if you say that you hate something, re-examine what you're saying you hate, and maybe you just should not have any feeling towards it at all.
So you're angry with hate?
That's why I said it's a fine line.
It really is. It's a dichotomy. It's the dichotomy of you. I totally get that. I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Thanks.
All right. Here's my grievance.
Uh-oh.
It's the passage of time.
Yeah.
And let me explain. And I alluded to it at the beginning of the show, as Kareem helped give me a bit of an adjustment massage moving around. Because I hurt myself sleeping, like, really badly. I wasn't even conscious, nor was I drunk. I simply went to bed and woke up the next morning with an incredible radiating pain from a spot in my back. So that if I turned my head in either direction, or lifted my left arm, even the slightest little bit, I had crippling shooting pains. And that fucking sucks.
Yeah, just a little bit.
And I'm angry with it. I'm angry with the passage of time.
It happens, bro. I'm sorry.
It's not okay. You should not be able to hurt yourself simply by sleeping.
I know, man. It happens.
That's supposed to be your regen time.
Yeah, but...
You should wake up feeling great.
Yeah, but, you know, sometimes it happens. It sucks, dude. No, I get it.
And now, I mean, Kareem did a nice job, and I appreciate it, and it's a little better... But I'm going to the chiropractor, and I have to be there at 8 o'clock in the morning so that I can get to work.
So that means you need to leave like 7.
Yeah. I got to get up.
And then you have to drive in the complete opposite
direction. I got to drive to Rockland, where my chiropractor is, which I will do because he's the best. And then I have to turn around and drive in rush hour traffic back the other way.
You're not getting to work until 11.
Oh, no, I'll get to work well before that.
You think so?
Oh, yeah, I've done this before. Okay. I've had the 8 a.m. appointment before.
All right.
The 8 a.m. appointment, I'll be there by 9:15. No worries.
Yeah, you should be.
Easily. But it's the point of the thing. All I was doing was sleeping. What the fuck? What the fuck? And nobody knows your pain. Like, what's wrong with you? You seem to be in a bad mood today. And what are you going to do? Like, and everybody comes up and goes, how are you today? How's it going? How you doing?
I hurt, goddammit.
I am in intense, excruciating, agonizing pain. How about you, Dave? No one wants to hear that.
Nobody wants to hear that.
No one wants to hear about my pain.
I know.
And by the way, I don't even have a good story. I was asleep and I woke up and it hurt.
It happens. It's happened to me, man.
Son of a bitch.
It sucks.
It's not fair. And by the way, and now I'm angry because I sound like I'm 100 fucking years old.
You do.
Complaining about, my body's let me down this time.
Let you down once again.
You know what I need? I need a marijuana dildo.
You know what I get worried about, like, getting older is, like, I'm pretty nimble, I can be clumsy. So I do things where, like, I'll be walking along, and I might trip over a crack. I always catch myself.
Rich
I always, like,
right?
But I always, like, you know, like, it might be a little uneven or whatnot. Like, and I always catch myself. Like, I've done it on the stairs in front of my house. Like, and I don't fall.
Mm-hmm.
Like, knock on wood.
You're going down tomorrow, you know it.
But, and no, in 15, 20 years, I'm going to do it. I'm going to fucking break my hip and fucking... be laid up for fucking another 8 months. I can't do that again, bro. I did that once in my life
you
already.
Did.
I can't do it again.
You did. You declared, I'm going to make this mountain my bitch, and then you broke your leg.
I did do that.
It's true. I will say this. I do know how to fall, which I practiced when I was a kid because I like to watch action stuff, and like A-Team was a big deal,
yeah.
So I learned how to do a shoulder roll when I was really young. And I practice it, like, all through my teen years.
We'll get you some of those hip pillows.
Mm-hmm.
those hip airbags.
I know how to roll, too, but...
So, no, but we were leaving Burgers and Brew over here in West Sac few months ago, and I wasn't looking down, and I cut the corner short, and the sidewalk is, like, raised by 2 inches.
Yeah.
And I stepped off the edge of the sidewalk, and I went down.
Yeah.
I went down, but I did not even... I barely even scuffed my hand because I instinctively went into the shoulder roll.
That's how you do it, bro.
Instinctively went into the shoulder roll, so I'm not worried about a hip. Because that I can handle. What I can't handle is being asleep in my own fucking bed. And you know what else? They came out with another fucking Mamma Mia movie. Nobody wanted that.
No.
Yeah, why?
Meryl Streep needs another...
Meryl Streep needs nothing.
She needs another Academy Award, bro.
She's not getting the Academy Award for Mamma Mia.
Of course, this is going to be the first time that somebody gets an Academy Award for a part two of a film.
No.
Oh, no, you should knock on wood now. You have to remember the swing. The pendulum swings the other way.
And... crazy shit. This is Florida Corner.
I paused you son of a bitch. Go away. There we go.
It won't go away, man.
I know. It won't. I brought it upon myself. Let's start Florida Corner with this.
Picture. We sure it's on picture. In case you got, we're getting a photo with you guys, so you know. Okay, so look good.
Really smile?
Yeah, I'll get down here with you guys.
I'll smile.
And we'll take another one with you guys looking off.
You heard the lady asking, should I smile?
He's smiling. Maybe we'll put one of y'all's property, huh? Alright. Well, that's, is that fair?
Yeah.
Sorry,
Okay, so they're all smiling and happy. Let me explain what's happening here. Officers arrested a man and a woman on drug charges following a chase. And then they said, hey, by the way, we're taking a picture. And the woman who was arrested, by the way, in handcuffs, says, should we smile? And then she says, I'm going to smile. So both her and the dude who are in handcuffs being arrested on drug charges and fleeing the police have this photo of them with the cops, and they've got the biggest fucking grins on their faces.
Good for them, I guess.
Oh my God, it is amazing! It is absolutely amazing. Let me call it up so you can take a look at these idiots here.
They got the charges dropped, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, because they were good sports about it. Here they are.
Oh yeah,
no, those two.
Those were the ones.
By the way, the cop in front not smiling. There.
Everybody else is happy.
These two in the middle in handcuffs.
What are they holding up?
I'm guessing the evidence they seized. The drugs.
The drugs.
What type of drugs are they?
Really good ones. meanwhile, a man accused of arson. Okay, I have to go back to this music. A man who lives in an apartment that was the scene of a huge fire on Sunday night was arrested early Monday morning on a felony arson charge. You go, why are you telling me about this? Well, he set the blaze, according to police, to get back at the management of his apartment complex, whom he felt had treated him unjustly. And you're like, okay, Nate, I understand. This is a pretty extreme reaction. But why? Why? He told detectives he wanted to get back at the company that manages the place because they had recently told him to stop masturbating in front of his open windows and front door.
What?
So he lit the place on fire.
Wow.
And that is Florida.
Listen, when your TV's in your living room, what are you supposed to do?
Close the blinds and the door. The door. Close the door.
Stop masturbating out in public.
Right.
It's in his house.
It's probably a good thing you got a fence around yours.
Right. And the fact that your dick don't go above the level of your window.
Shit, his waist doesn't even go to the level of his window.
That's right, the windowsill. That's exactly what you're doing that. I have to show you a photo of the fellow here because it's important. He's had a hard life, and you'll see when you take a look at his mugshot. Let me make him bigger for you. There he is.
Oh, damn.
His face looks like that because he had a self-inflicted shotgun blast to the face.
Holy shit. He's like
several years ago.
Arsehole face from Preacher.
Can you imagine the horror of looking on and seeing that in O-face mode?
Oh, God.
Isn't that O-face mode?
This poor son of a bitch. All he had was his masturbating. And they wanted to take that away from him.
Wow.
That sucks, man.
Now you're on his side?
I just feel sorry for the dude. That sucks. That sucks.
It really does.
Like, trying to kill yourself, not succeeding, and then eventually getting kicked out of your place for masturbating in front of the window.
And then they're mean to you because they won't let you masturbate in front of the open door or your windows.
Let's leave the hustle and bustle for small town news.
All right, it's time to wrap this thing up with a little small town news.
Hopefully it's Maryland. I need a palate cleanser.
It's not. It's Speak Out. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's so bad.
It's Speak Out from the Press Republican. It's going to be a long one, too, so we may have to go back to this. Sorry. Enough. I applaud those working to make a difference, but facts are facts. Our city is junk-level credit rating, taxes are going up, less services for those taxes, and nobody has faith that the city lawmakers have the basic skills needed to fix these issues. Sad to say goodbye to my hometown, but I'd like to retire and not worry whether my town is sustainably managed. And they won't let me masturbate in front of open windows here anymore. What a wonderful sight to see the World Cup soccer players all stand arms around one another and help sing their national anthem.
Fuck you.
Abolish ICE? I think not. We cannot pick and choose what laws we want to follow. So tired of rich politicians giving my money away to take care of illegals. We work hard for our paycheck and they break the law and get paid. What's wrong here?
How do they get paid exactly?
There's a whole lot of non-logical logic in this one. I'm sorry. By the way, we had immigration before we had ICE.
Yeah.
That's why they want to do it. Hey, where's the code enforcement in Saranac? I was asking myself that too. There are so many violations, including but not limited to junk, unregistered vehicles, and trash heaps. What are we paying for? Why doesn't the town council do anything? I don't know. Why don't you go to a meeting and ask them? Hey, who else is in favor of having New York State motor vehicle inspections include noise level output checks? Loud motorcycles are obnoxious, illegal, and completely avoidable. You have to be a sociopath to enjoy driving one.
Nope.
Hey, I agree with the previous entry about county government building. Besides the trash and dead trees on the property, employees smoke on the supposed tobacco-free grounds and put their butts out on the side of the benches. Witnessed multiple times. Saw one employee park crooked across two handicapped parking spots. Well, then call the cops.
Yeah. Call code enforcement.
A recommendation to local 24/7 gym. How about adding an area that has lockers available to people to rent monthly for a small fee, and or if they have a year contract, as a thank you, let it be a little bonus for their loyal patronage. There are many who work out, especially before work, who would love to not have to lug our daily essentials in and out each time. It would be great public relations. Hey, here's a thought. If you work out, is carrying a little fucking bag of toiletries that hard for you? I understand they froze in your car overnight, but that's your fault for living in Plattsburgh, dick. Voting is a privilege, not a right. When it becomes law, we will see a difference. I don't know what any of that means.
Did they want voting to become a law? You have to vote.
Or what?
You get left?
If I don't vote, what are you going to do, throw me in jail?
You don't get any public services.
Oh. Hey, I see where our local healthcare agency was fined $110,000. We should be able to put that on our debt rather than the general coffers. When it is put in the coffers, our infamous governor will just give it away, as always.
Nobody likes Cuomo, do they?
Apparently not. The July 4th fireworks was fun, but all the cigarette smoking. There was barely a breeze, and it seemed like every second attendee was smoking. So much for a decrease in smokers. And then all the butts on the ground. I guess this is Plattsburgh's future. Irresponsible adults dragging their kids around, cigarette dangling from their lips. Nice example. By the way, that's probably Plattsburgh's past, too.
That's how you got here.
Right?
And just a FYI, if you're at a fireworks like exhibition, like, there's a lot of smoke there in the first place, dum-dum. Like, there's going to be lots of fucking smoke from the fireworks.
Hey, can the town of Plattsburgh please establish an ordinance stating that no fireworks are to be set off after 10 p.m.? And can the police please monitor this? For four nights in a row, my poor dog has been scared to death for hours on end as people were setting them off as late as 1 a.m.
I agree with that person because I have to deal with this shit.
So my one of my people that works at that's in the Herald, that's on the Herald team, she lives in Talek Village area. And, like, she showed a video, like, one of the, like, they had a, like, 4th of July party at their house. And, like, they're showing video and it looked like they were in the middle of the fireworks.
Oh, yeah, it was like that here, too.
It was like, they were like, I was like, it looked pretty awesome. It was like they're right in the middle of the fire. Like, everywhere around them, they're surrounded by, for like like 20 minutes. Like, it was just, like, going on. Like, I was like, that's pretty cool. But obviously, some people don't appreciate it.
Another sewage spill from Vermont into Lake Champlain. No doubt another lecture about the environment from the Green Mountain State will be forthcoming soon.
If you got shit in the water, that's probably not a good idea. Unless it's in the toilet.
Speeding and loud mufflers? What happened to the noise law? I live on Soper Street, Morrisonville, and these vehicles aren't stock from factory. Speed limit is 55, not 75. Early morning and from around 4 p.m., it's a problem. Racing down the road and noises scares my animals. Can't the town lower the speed limit? Please, police, more often before someone gets hurt. Don't you wish we had these problems?
Yes.
And finally, what is happening with the mall? The eatery is down to three choices. Each time I visit the mall, there's a new closing. The mall needs to work on keeping stores. The lobby has very updated seating to make it more comfortable for shoppers. But soon there'll be no place to shop.
The Amazon tab at Nate Gnarly Show.
There you go. Shop that. Sit on your comfy couch at home.
Or set up a delivery, in your car in the parking lot while you sit in those nice fancy seats at the mall.
Right? Shop on your phone. Make sure to click through the Shop Amazon tab at NateDarlingShow.com. Thank you. All right, gentlemen, that'll do it for us. Have a great weekend. Everybody out there, have a great weekend as well. And remember, there's a new Mamma Mia movie.
Go see Equalizer 2.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that. I haven't seen the first one.
Yeah, you should see the first one, too.
I won't know what's happening in 2 if I don't see 1. It's true.
He's equalizing.
Oh, it's not regulating?
No, he's punishing.
Regulators!
Mount up.
All right, everybody, have a great weekend. Classic episode on Monday. Hope you enjoy that, and we will see you all next time. Diana Hong in next week.
Yay.
And we'll talk about her plans, what she's been up to, and how she's fighting fuckery one moron at a time. See you next time.